Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Morning, Ruby.
Now, bringing it back to the claim made by the ACIC that, you know, quote unquote, law-abiding citizens don't have any legitimate reasons to use encryption, do you think there's any truth to this claim? And if so, what legitimate reasons would law-abiding citizens have to use encrypted platforms?
It's a bit of a Dorothy Dixit for a cryptographer, isn't it? Look, it was a completely stupid thing to say. And they did actually backpedal a little bit on the flagrant silliness of that particular remark. Although, actually, Mike Burgess, the head of ASIO, followed up shortly after and said, well, there are some legitimate reasons to use encryption, but we need the right to read other people's encrypted messages whenever we need to, kind of thing. So there's definitely a lot of ambivalence and ambiguity in the messages we're getting from different parts of the Australian government about whether ordinary citizens are going to be respected in their right to communicate securely.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a few, I think part of the question is nobody, even in the Australian government, nobody is seriously suggesting that people stop using encryption. The point of contention is end-to-end encryption. And the distinction here is whether your messages are encrypted in such a way that only the intended recipient can decrypt, or whether they're encrypted in such a way that there's always a trusted intermediary. Now, most people probably don't realise how often the encryption that you use is actually filtered through a trusted intermediary. So, for example, if you're familiar with Gmail, if you're familiar with Twitter direct messages, or almost all the kind of ordinary commodity stuff that you use, you get the feeling that you're communicating directly with somebody else, and the transmission is encrypted. It's encrypted between your device and the service provider, being Google or Twitter or whatever. But they can read it, right? They can read it easily. And in fact, they by default decrypt it and then re-encrypt it and send it along to whoever you're intending to send it to. So they can kind of constantly filter. And of course, people get a bit creeped out when they get ads based on what's been written in their Gmail. But why they get surprised, I don't know, because there was never any question about whether Google could read your email.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. But there are some systems. Signal is one. The default messaging systems that come with iPhones are another. These are systems in which when you send an encrypted message, it's encrypted in such a way that there isn't an intermediary. It's encrypted with a key known only to your intended recipient of your message. And that's the point at which we have a... Well, debate isn't really quite the right word, I don't think. But we have some aggro or some angst over whether or not ordinary citizens have a legitimate right to use systems that are encrypted in such a way that they cannot by default be easily read by intermediaries.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, like, it's interesting because, like, of course, getting a tailored ad based on something that you're emailing is very strange. But I always found it's a bit more uncomfortable when you're having a conversation in real life with a friend and you maybe just bring up baked beans, and then suddenly on Facebook you get an ad for like a baked bean subscription service that, you know, you're definitely not going to use, but it's just, you know, there. But, you know, anyway, how do you think encryption limits the ability of security agencies to read communications that they intercept?
Well, of course it does, right? Because rather than if criminals are using an end-to-end encrypted messaging app like Signal or iMessage, and the law enforcement would like to access those messages, then it's a lot harder for them to do so than it is if they were using Gmail, because if they're using Gmail, they can just go to Google and retrieve the message. If they're using Signal, Signal doesn't have access to the contents of the communication. So there's no question of serving a warrant against Signal to somehow magically acquire text that Signal doesn't have. So it is true that end-to-end encrypted messaging services do inhibit the opportunity for law enforcement to get access to messages. Now, it's also true that secure communication, including end-to-end encrypted communication, significantly inhibits the opportunity for foreign spy agencies, organised crime, and all kinds of other bad people to get access to the secure communications of ordinary citizens who are not criminals. So there's no simple winning strategy here. And I think this is the point at which there's significant difference of opinion across different parts of government and certainly across different parts of citizenry. Even those of us who really support police action against criminals are severely concerned that police action against secure communication systems will do more harm than good, and in particular might weaken the security of the communication systems that protect millions of ordinary citizens and thus facilitate crime much more than it facilitates effective policing.
Right, and kind of connected to that, last but not least, how might law-abiding citizens be affected if encryption is undermined in Australia?
Well, potentially a lot, right? And part of the issue is that because these systems are so incredibly complex, it's really not clear what the consequences would be for the rest of us. And in fact, we don't even necessarily know exactly what specific action is being taken. Even if we did, specific action being taken in the context of such an incredibly complicated communication mechanism might be very, very hard to understand the consequences of. So I use Signal all the time. What would be the consequences for me if it was deliberately weakened in some way? Well, it'd be very bad, right? Many medical services, lawyer services, child protection services use end-to-end encrypted communications. You can see the potential for very, very serious problems to arise if that information was exposed. Obviously, it's very hard to tell. There isn't a great deal of transparency over the powers that have been given to law enforcement in recent years. It's very hard to tell exactly what's happening. And so if you can't even tell exactly what's happening, it's basically impossible to assess the unintended consequences. So we don't really know for sure.
Yeah.
I would say it's definitely still worth using end-to-end encrypted services when you can, because at least it makes it a bit harder for criminals and other bad people to access your communications. I still have some faith that at least some of the stuff out there is worth using, and it concerns me that it is being deliberately undermined.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Vanessa. It's been great having you on to talk about this.
No worries.